Linebacker.
Well, am I pretty enough?
Gorgeous. Thank you. Gorgeous, gorgeous. Let's do it. Let's do it. All right, yeah, this is part of the interview. We just started this, okay? We got the prettiest man on the team, Brian Peters, linebacker, also special teamer extraordinaire. Let's start with special teams first. What do you do differently this year after after what you did in 2015?
I'm just looking to build on the techniques I kind of learned in my first season in the NFL, but then we also got the new special teams coordinator, so I'm learning as much as I can from him and trying to absorb his techniques and kind of absorb his the way he does things. And so far, we started to build some chemistry as the season went on last year, and we got that same core group of guys back, and we're looking forward to kind of build on that same camaraderie we built last year.
No doubt. You know, Larry Izzo, the guy you bring up, that's a very notable, polished guy in the special teams department to learn from. I mean, is that just something that you pick up like 6-7 things each practice?
6-7 things each practice and 6-7 things each meeting, man. He'll, he talks to every position on the field, but then you stick around and listen to him coach one-on-one after practice, and you'll just pick up 2 or 3 things where it's just when to bend your guy and when to use your hands, when to swipe, and just I just try and be a sponge around him, man. But he's intense, and, I mean, he's definitely a player's coach, man, and all the guys are gravitating toward him so far.
That's awesome. Switching over to the defensive side of the ball, you're a linebacker, you've got a safety background. How are things going there? How's your progress in this defense going?
I think I'm progressing. It was very nice to have a full season under my belt, full off season, to where I got the, I guess, learned the defense from A to Z. So it makes me a lot more comfortable than coming into week 4 last season. But, again, I'm still learning the position, still growing as far as my technique and my identifying formations and plays and stuff. But, That's what training camp's for. I keep learning. I got a great position coach in Vrabel, and he's feeding it to me, and I'm just looking to get better and better every day.
And I guess you're learning too that you have multiple nicknames, like Pete's Greets. That's what Cushing calls it. You just what?
So usually once BP gets going, it kind of spreads. So I'm hearing a lot of BP. Rat called me Pete's the other day, so that's why Cush called me Pete's.
Okay.
And then I get a little here and there. BP gas station, diesel, BP diesel, all the above.
Has anyone found out, though, about Twercules? I saw the tweet before camp started. That was good stuff.
Yeah, that's, again, something I have with my friends back home. Just we all have stripper names just because we like to go out and dance, that kind of thing. But
you like to dance in social settings, not at strip clubs.
Yes, yeah. just to clarify. Who probably knows the most about it? I say Ryan Griffin knows the most about it just because we've been out and about a few times. But John knows a little bit about it, but just kind of some I have my past and a lot of my boys back home we have fun with.
I hear you. John Simon is who you're referencing there. That's the John. So you mentioned Vrabel a moment ago. I saw you after practice soaking up things from him. Are you just kind of constantly trying to get every bit of knowledge you can after practice?
Basically, yeah. I mean, obviously, what I was talking to him about was a few errors on my part. But, again, that's what training camp's for. I'm going to keep trying to clean up those errors and keep working on my technique and my eyes and really just my fits. And once I clean those up, I think it's going to obviously make me a better and better linebacker, obviously.
How excited are you to actually get to hit somebody that's not wearing a Texans jersey? That happens this week. You're going to practice against the 49ers. You get to play against them after that.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited not to just bang heads with Prosh every day, just run through the A-B gap with Prosh. But, yeah, that's always the exciting thing. And then it just adds the competitiveness. Obviously, it's new competition, new blood, new bodies you're going against, and different skill sets. So it's fun to compete and line up and see how you stack up against another team.
Last thing, it's hot. But after every practice, we see a sign for the fans. How much fun is that for you, getting to interact with them?
It's a lot of fun. I mean, most of the time, it's just them saying thank you, and you say you're welcome, that kind of thing. But every now and then, you'll catch a few conversations, just like, it's support. It's random support that you have no idea how they see you or, I guess, how you're seen by other people. And it's a cool opportunity just to get a quick little mingle with the fans and just give back, man, because they give so much to the team and they give so much of their time and their money and everything to come out here and buy merchandise and all that kind of thing. So it's cool just to, I guess, give a little bit back to the support they give.
Twercules gives them a show every day, huh?
Yes, sir.
Thanks a lot, Brian Peters. Best of luck throughout camp, the preseason, and on into 2016.
Yep. Thank you for having me.